Eddie Howe, the Bournemouth manager, who's got plenty to ponder, I'd imagine, after that performance. Have you, Ed?
I think you always have plenty to ponder upon defeat. I thought the opening exchanges of the game was really positive, and then we conceded out of nothing, really, a wonder strike. And then that seemed to dent our confidence. That's all I can put it down to, because from that moment the game changed and, it became difficult for us.
Those are the moments in the Premier League, an individual moment of quality like that, a fortuitous flick off Simon Francis straight into his path. They can change games, and that one changed the game as early as the ninth minute.
Yeah, it just seemed to dent our fluency, and then from that moment we became a little bit hesitant for whatever reason. Seeing passes and then changing our mind and then going backwards, and then the atmosphere of the crowd didn't like to see it. We don't want to see it as coaches, and we just became a little bit negative. And yeah, the first half was difficult. The beginning, second half was difficult because they've been really clinical with the opportunities they've had. And then we had several opportunities as the second half wore on, and we weren't as clinical our end.
So take us into your mindset when you've just thrown two subs on at half time, and a few minutes later you've gone from 1-0 down to 3-0 down.
Yeah, difficult because Kingy's had a chance as soon as he's come on, and then Bennett's had a volley from a corner. Now, we haven't worked Butland today. He's had a very quiet afternoon, but we have had opportunities. But yeah, the going 3-0 down, obviously, from that point is tough. The lads show character to keep going. Could have been a very difficult result, and different result and different afternoon. But for two games in a row, things have gone against us.
I suppose that if you take a positive, it's that you reacted quickly after the third goal to get yourself back in the game, because the game could have been gone then.
Yeah, but one thing we pride ourselves on is our character and the fact that we always keep going. We never give up and we keep fighting right to the end. And Matty's goal was one of real quality. And you just hope that we could get another one just to really make a game of it. But they slowed the game down and time wasted effectively that we couldn't get any rhythm.
If there's a positive, Matt Ritchie hasn't scored for a while, will that do his confidence the world of good, getting back on the goal trail? Because he was a big source of goals for you last season.
Yeah, we need goals from every position. So to see Matty hit one so sweetly with his left foot was really pleasing. Hopefully that gave him a big lift.
How do you view the goals that you gave away? The first one came from nothing, but the second one you gave the ball away in their half. Was there elements to look at, frustration in those?
The second one was hugely disappointing because, you know, we're in favour numerically out by the touchline. They've got one striker against two of our defenders, and then a runner from deep seems to outsprint our midfield. Recovery ones weren't particularly good, but it's still a great finish from just outside the box. The third one's a second phase corner, which they've got quality individuals. We said that before the game. Stoke do have individuals that can do things that can hurt you, and unfortunately today that was the case.
It's been a long time since you've had to give an interview like this where the team just haven't, for whatever reason, performed. It's been an uncharacteristic performance today, would you say?
I think in our recent run, yeah, it's been today was uncharacteristic. We're usually up and at them and fluent. Even if we don't get the result, we're fluent with our passing, and everyone seems to be on the same page today. For whatever reason, we just weren't as fluent as we normally are. Players were making wrong decisions, hesitant decisions. We weren't in the right positions. So I put personally, looking at that without seeing it a second time, obviously so quickly after the game, put it down to confidence. Just felt we've just taken a little knock.
And you called on your team before the game not to waste games like this against teams sort of in your half of the table. Does that add extra frustration to it?
Of course. I mean, you know, when you're playing a team, we could have really closed the gap between us and Stoke. And every game, you want to maximise your potential to take points. Today we haven't, but it's a long season. We've got to make sure we get where we want at the end.
It's the first time you've lost two games in a row since right back to Newcastle at the start of November, which is a pleasing run, obviously, but to that, dig a bit deeper into the lads' confidence now and mental spirit.
Well, I don't think with the recent run that we've been on there should be any problems with confidence, but football is a strange game. Things can swing very quickly, momentum can swing. We've got to make sure the momentum doesn't stay this way, and we buck the trend next week.
And because of that, therefore, you've made a raft of changes in the Cup. With momentum in mind and getting things back on an even keel, will you change the way you approach the Everton game now?
No, we'll try and win the game, but I've got no doubt I'll change the team.